Autobot Underpants.
Yo, 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 baby pop. Yeah, you. Come here, baby. Let me get fast or else I'm going to get
hey, everybody.
Oh.
It's the Eric Rice.
Salt, Rice and Pepper's here.
Salt and Pepper cover band show. This is Langley. Welcome to Robot Underpants. Besides Eric Rice, the salt to his Peppa, Starman Michael Gaines is here.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or would you rather be Spinner?
Stop. Push it.
All right, welcome to the show. I don't know what's happening now. Totally derailed already. What's going on? What's going on with you guys? Did you do anything good this week? Probably not.
No.
I need to. You know, it's like we talk to each other every night. I should just start taking notes and be like, because none of us remember what happened in the past 7 days, unless it happened like yesterday or today.
So, no, I don't remember.
I don't think anything.
What did I do this week? I got a haircut.
Oh, hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Way to go. You're a big boy now.
Yeah, okay.
Or something.
I watched a documentary on haircuts. It was pretty awesome.
Was it manscaping or whatever?
It was Mansum.
Mansum.
It was produced by I forgot the guy's name, Alan something or other, and Jason Bateman.
Oh.
And it talked about men's grooming habits, from mustaches to beard. The beard guy was a trip. Beardsman, the sport of beardsmanship.
Oh, I think they just had that contest again recently.
Yeah, manscaping, oh, the whole deal. And they had a bunch of celebrities. They had Adam Carolla on there. They had Alan Rudd on there, or Paul Rudd, whatever. And so there's all sorts of guys weighing in on the various things.
No, just like facial hair, or are they talking about the other kind of scaping as well?
I think it was mostly that. And it was, you know, it actually was kind of interesting because men's image stuff has changed over the year. So magazines, they say, and I've actually agreed with this because, you know, I'm kind of deep into fitness and I kind of don't like the magazine, but Men's Health is kind of like Cosmo for guys. It's just like all the same crap that women have had to endure with things like Cosmo. You should look like this and how to do this in 6 easy weeks and all that. It's all things like that. So now men are going through all of this crap. Men moisturize. Men do this. Men, I mean, there are all sorts of guys. And Zach Galifianakis was on there being like, yeah, no. I'm doing none of that. The guy from Anthrax was there being like, beard. And that guy's got a pretty righteous beard, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's come on. Other guys are like, I must pluck. And I'm like, come on, really?
Yeah.
Get it done if you happen to get a facial. You know, you get a facial at Christmas time, right? Because it's a festive thing. And if somebody's, hey, you want your eyes plucked? Yeah, sure, whatever. But that's like a thing periodically. Not like, oh, it's time for my weekly salon.
What, you don't do that? What's wrong with you?
No, I don't need to. I have light eyebrows.
What kind of metrosexual are you?
Yeah.
We all need to be.
They talked about that too. How that was like a very odd, like metrosexual is kind of like a derogatory term when you really think about it, because what does it imply? You know, what is a metrosexual?
The term itself, or what it means?
Yeah. What is a metrosexual?
It's a guy who is acts like a lady.
Yeah, he does, you know, the full
he's
thing,
very no, he's very aware of
but
how
not,
he looks,
but not gay,
right?
And so metro is actually kind of a backhanded thing going, oh, well, of course I moisturize and
right.
I pluck and I do this, but I'm not gay. I never really thought about it, but thinking about it, yeah, that's exactly what's meant.
Oh, we always used to call the Nighthawk a metrosexual, and he would get mad because he thought it was gay, but he was kind of gay, so it definitely fit.
So,
well, on the old show, good times. All right, well, I didn't shave, although I was thinking about that today. I was thinking about just taking it all off. I do that like once every 10 years, and then I go, why did I do that?
So. How long would it take you to grow it back?
Oh, not very long, but I don't know.
Do it live.
Oh, by the way, they had a piece on hair pieces.
Like Merkins?
I was not aware of how advanced that technology has come.
With snaps and stuff?
Oh, I don't know. They had like some, you know, 130-year-old Italian guy, white hair, fine. So that looked like it. But then they had some guy who was maybe in his 30s, kind of chunky. And he was just total George Costanza ball, just a little bit of stuff. And he got this like hair piece. And I'm like, damn, it looked really good because they really make it look authentic. You know, it's not fake full head of hair. It's like, oh, it's kind of thin hair, but it looks normal and styled and everything. I was like, I'm never going to have this problem, by the way. There's not a soul in my family who is bald, so I don't have a problem with it. But I was like, damn, I kind of wish to play around with that.
Maybe I should look into that.
Yeah.
I've seen
your old pictures, kind of afro-y.
Yeah, no. Oh, totally. That's why I was like, when I lost my hair, I was just kind of like, awesome. Like, it was always such a pain in the ass to deal with anyway. Now I'm just like, shave my head. Great.
When did that
happen? What is called a mafro.
Yeah. What was that, Eric?
When did that happen?
When did I start losing my hair? When I got married the first time. It's true. That's when it started to go. It started to recede a bit in like my late 20s. And then, I don't know, I guess it's kind of just...
I knew dudes that lost their hair, like started to lose it at like 23.
Oh, yeah. No, I had it for most of that time. And then, I don't think it's been going any further, really. I don't know if I'll ever be completely like unable to grow hair on my head. I think I've reached the little half crescent thing going on if I let it go. I don't know. And it's like, which is also good. I don't have to like worry about going to the barber or anything. I can just shave it. Excellent. Good conversation here at the beginning of the show. If anybody has any tips, send us over to, Robot Underpants Hair Club for Men.
Robot Barber Shop.
Yeah, totally. All right. Well, we have we talked about what did we talk about last week?
We're skipping the first one.
Yeah, we can talk about that later if we want.
No. I don't think it's a good idea.
All right, fine. You're right, because that's just going to lead to,
because you know, all that's just going to do is just enrage.
We'll just make fun of it, and then we'll get yelled at.
Yeah.
GTA 5 ended up making $1 billion at least.
Over $1 billion.
$1 billion.
$1 billion in 3 days. And let me tell you something. I still haven't played it again since I turned it off the first day.
Oh, seriously?
No, I can't. I can't go back to it. I don't know. No, Eric is laughing at me because he listens to rap and stuff. But like, for me, I'm like, no, this is a little too much.
It was really. That's why you didn't go back. It was too violent. Too much.
No, it's not the violence. It's just the language in it.
Really?
Too many racist remarks. Let me put it to you that way.
Wow.
So the game sits here, and I haven't gone back to it.
Is that for
you can send me a copy, and I can borrow it for a while.
Is that for Xbox? Because I have an Xbox.
Yes. It's for Xbox. I mean, it would be nice if they had like a racist option. You could turn that off.
Wait. Turn it down. What character were you playing?
What?
What character were you playing?
You start off. I don't know which one he is. I don't know what his name is.
It's the Italian, the black guy, or the redneck.
Black crazy. Guy.
Okay.
So they're dropping N bombs to each other, and I'm just going, no, this is making me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, but the black guy was dropping the N bomb, so it's okay.
Oh, they're talking to each other like that, and I'm like, yeah,
so it's version two. I thought, okay, well, what I thought you were playing like, I haven't played it. I figured you were playing one of the white guys.
No.
See, I feel like I'm like one of the very few white people that actually understands the subtle nuance between the two versions of the word.
No, I do too, except it's not that version. It's they're talking to each other that way, and I'm just going, no. No, I can, it's funny, it's like I can handle violence and I can handle a whole bunch of other stuff, but I can't handle this. I don't know,
maybe you should play a different character.
You can't in the beginning.
Oh. Yeah, all right. Well,
no, it's bugging me.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can put that aside and just go online where you don't get any of that in comments ever on YouTube or anything.
I report people in WoW that use that.
Yeah. I play like Grand Theft Trade Chat.
There's no need for that.
Yeah.
There's really no need for that word.
There are a few sites that have decided to just completely turn off commenting now because of stuff like that.
I'm good.
Yeah. PopSci is one of them. Popular Science decided, nah, we're done. We're done with this. And their point was that it's skewing actual facts.
They cited a study that said that people change their opinion on an article based on the – and I got to say, I found myself – we're not going to go into the details, but I found myself reading an article that was pretty controversial. I didn't really viscerally have a reaction to it. It was like, oh, okay, I have now consumed an article. By the end of the comments, I was just pissed. I was pissed at everyone and everything.
Yeah.
All sides of the argument. I'm like, you all suck. Need to die. I was angry. I'm like, yeah.
Turn off the internet. Didn't surprise me.
YouTube's going to be implementing the G+ platform.
Yeah, and this was in this article about comment restriction as well. And I'm not sure I understand how that's going to do anything other than what your name is attached to it, I guess.
I think it will temporarily alleviate until people are just more comfortable with spouting off whatever the hell they want because they're behind a keyboard and we're a bunch of weaklings. So who's going to step up and, you know, do something right? And then all the hate will come back through. When you've got members of Congress saying some of the most ridiculous shit you have ever heard in your life.
Right. Yeah.
And then being and then double downing on it, I'm not thinking a real identity is really going to matter.
Apparently, there's going to be filters as well, or something like that. I don't.
Comments are horrible. Comments are a horrible, horrible cesspool on the internet. It's terrible.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, YouTube is like the worst of the worst. Usually,
well, one of the things I've been thinking about doing is putting up a YouTube channel for something, and I'm debating whether or not I should just never ever put comments on.
You know, I don't see any shame in that. I don't see.
Why?
I do a show with you. I do a show with Matt. I have my own channel. I don't see. You know, it's useless.
Well, here's the thing: is that if there were people that I trusted, right? If there was some sort of trust system where I could say people that like let's say you can vote people up and down. Well, you can in YouTube, but let's say. I say that only people with like this level of pluses or something like that can post.
Well, here's anybody else,
then that may help the problem. But man, I mean, I get there. First off, there was a video I watched. I don't know what it was. It was just something innocuous. It was just something like rated G or something. And sure enough, three comments down, blah 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 about politics, Obama. Blah, like what? Really?
Yeah.
There's always somebody who's got some agenda.
Obama. Hussein Obama.
And people change too. Like there was a guy who really popular guy on G+, very important guy in the Android community. I actually, and granted, I probably swing a little more iPhone and whatever, but I respected this guy. I respected his opinion. He seemed to be very helpful. Uh-huh. He seemed to be very useful. And then he started to get a little partisan. And then over time, I'm like, oh, you are just a toxic human. Stop being toxic.
So according to Gizmodo.
And now it's like, I don't care what he says. I don't care who he got hired by or anything. It's like, sorry, dude, you blew goodwill.
Yeah. According to Gizmodo, this is a little bit of how this is going to work with YouTube. And I'm thinking, you know, since Google's going to be powering it, it's going to be confusing as hell and have a bunch of settings in different places that you're going to have to turn on and off to make it work right. But they said new conversation platform isn't actually powered by YouTube. It's powered by Google+. This actually makes a fair amount of sense. Maybe you want to put a comment on a video that your friends or followers can use, but you don't feel like being screamed at by a bunch of anonymous trolls. Okay, so when you comment on a YouTube video, you'll be able to decide if you want it to be public, visible in people in your circles, or even just specific people of your choosing.
I wouldn't even know that. Because then you'd have like this subculture of people that are commenting on your stuff. I don't know.
You can talk privately amongst yourself.
This will also enable content creators to start conversations that only their fans or paying subscribers can see if they so desire. Additionally, there will be some sort of cross-posting between Google and YouTube. So if you post a comment on a video that's on Google+, it'll show up on your YouTube. You can also choose to have their comment only show up on YouTube if you, or only show up on Google if that's what you want. Unfortunately, there's something about filters here.
Filters! I saw some one guy said he was going to filter out the word fanboy.
That's funny, actually.
I'd like to see this in place before I pass judgment on it. But
you'll be able to assign people to an approved list or a block list, which will auto-approve or reject respectively. They'll be able to add keywords to the blacklist, blah, blah, blah. I like the forums where it replaces words with other words.
Mm-hmm.
Those are always fun.
Pony.
Yeah. So, you know, somebody's being racist, it replaces the N-word with, like, you know, happy people or something. I don't know. Yeah, so that should be interesting. That's happening. The other place, what's that?
Oh, yeah, go on.
The other place that's putting some restriction on commenting is GameSpot. And
what? A gaming site? Yeah. Feels the need to edit, censor, you know, throttle comments?
We had a big conversation about this, too, like last week or whenever this happened. A woman wrote a review or did a video review on GTA 5 and gave it a 9 out of 10. And, like, in one sentence, mentioned that she thought it was misogynistic, and everybody lost their minds about everything that she said.
Sure.
Thousands of comments.
Awful comments. Mm-hmm. Mostly just ragging on her, you know, saying...
It's not right. It's this whole system. And, you know, the thing, you know, this goes way back. This goes all the way back to Usenet. I remember like this years ago, decades ago.
Right, because people are people, I guess.
Well, it's the anonymity of the internet and the fact that people just get off on this sort of thing. Nobody wants to have a constructive conversation. They just want to give you that little zinger and then leave.
Right.
There are people that do that in WoW and Trade Chat. They'll intentionally do something. They'll say something wrong, and it'll just... They know how to game the system. They know how to get people to discuss. Like, I can't think of an example, but they'll say something like, I can't think of a good example.
I remember the good old days when people who wanted to fight would actually have to go to a bar and get drunk and pick a fight.
Yeah.
Now they can stay home.
Now you even have to do that. You
don't have to get arrested or anything.
I'm glad that people are doing this. To fix the whole commenting system, because it's just a disaster. Yeah. I don't think that real names are going to make a difference.
The side effect is, you know, the great promise of the internet was a free and uncensored, unfiltered, not a, you know, very democratic, no gatekeepers, no broadcast model.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the byproduct.
This is what happens when you let people do whatever they want.
Yeah, well, pretty much. It's almost like a society.
Yeah, no, exactly.
The internet is a society of what would happen if there are no rules.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah, when people say, why do we have laws, this is why.
Oh, yeah, because people left to their own would just be, forget it. I mean, yeah. So if you're over on GameSpot, you get 3 chances to mess up, and then they boot you completely. Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of people on Google Plus who don't use their real names. So they just go make an account with a fake name, and then that's their that's their trolling account.
Sure. GameSpot is a disposable thing.
Yeah.
It's not like this is your bank account, right? And you can't exactly change your account. I'm going to troll somebody with my Bank of America account.
I'm going to troll them hard.
Yes.
Okay.
Go walking around with your BofA.com login name, calling something fake and gay, and then, well, I'm going to go change it. No, you can't. GameSpot, come on, how many thousands? And, I mean, then you have to assume that moderators are able to understand every possible pop culture reference ever in history.
Yeah.
Every person of literature. There was a dude who was a huge troll hacker type on G+ forever. And he used a pseudonym that it was hilarious because nobody knew. They totally thought this was his name. Yeah. They didn't even bother to Google him. They didn't even bother to try and, like, armchair dox him. They just went on the fact that this was his name. And then anybody who, of course, had the slightest, you know, some breadth of pop culture awareness knew, oh, well played, sir. Very well played.
I don't remember this at all. Was it somebody famous?
Yeah, you know him. I'll tell you off air.
Type it somewhere.
Type it in the comments.
Yeah. I don't know.
IRC. Put it in an IRC.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Oh.
I wondered about that, actually.
Did you see it in IRC, Matt?
Yeah, that's the person I thought of, but I don't know who he really was.
You know, the funny thing is that there are some people that for some reason, I don't know, maybe it's out of respect or what, but there are some people that actually do not attract as many negative dopey commenters as other people. I don't know why. Maybe you just have to gain respect. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. After so many years, I still can't put my finger on to why some people have the respect and some don't, when two people could be of equal value, so to speak.
Well, I think there's popularity. Popularity does it. First of all, you have to, I think you break it down into gender too. So like women have a totally raw deal, right? Because they're going to be visually.
I don't know. Does I Justine have this problem?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she's got haters, and if anything, she's got the slovenly mouth breathers who are all like, hey,
you're hot. Yeah.
So, I mean, when you're talking about haters...
But, all right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, there are just those people that bitch about everything they can't be. You know, read any review site. Read Yelp. You can just start to get a sense of people that there is nothing in this world that pleases you, and you somehow feel the need to
attention
voice...
Attention and things like that, too.
...every displeasing thing... instead of just rolling with it. I think when it comes to personality, the cult of personality, maybe some people are either A, not popular enough, or they're non-offensive, where, you know.
Yeah.
And then if there was...
I was just thinking if your bank had that... Had to institute their troll defense, and Alec Baldwin was
being trolled
with, like, instead of those Vikings, they would be trolls. I don't know, whatever.
Oh, he's posting from his Capital One account.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I'm backing up.
Yeah, well.
No.
All right, let's move along, since this did sort of start with a gaming kind of thing. Steambox, what's the Steambox all about?
So
that sounds
foul.
It does. I think I saw this.
Excuse me. Be right back. I got to go to the Steam box.
All right. I have to admit.
I saw this on Urban Dictionary.
There's a lot of this that I still have to digest and such. Now, being a gamer for a long time, it's always been not to say that I don't like change. I do like change. But here's the thing. It's always been a group of consoles every generation. There was like Atari and then Commodore, Coleco, Sony, Nintendo, Dreamcast, Sega. The list goes on and on. What Steam thinks that they can do is they can build one box to rule them all. But I'm not sure if this is really going to work. And I don't know if they're really going to go after the hardcore gamers with this. Because there's brand loyalty, for one thing. Now, people love Steam to death. I understand that. But the thing about Steam is that Steam has not always been known to have, like, the Grand Theft Autos and the Halos and the Tomb Raiders. They have... other things, like, yeah, you'll have Portal and such, but the AAA titles may sometimes come on Steam, but for the most part, they're on consoles. And Microsoft was brilliant years ago. They started this whole gamer tag system and the points that you get, and PlayStation with their incredible hardware. So Steam comes along and they say, we're going to put everything on Linux. And it's going to be expandable. And I just went, good luck with that, because there are way too many companies entrenched in the hardcore gaming scene.
I mean, it's a great idea to have like an iTunes for games, even though iTunes is an iTunes for games. Well, I wish that there could be, by the way, a filter in iTunes where I could not see games, because the whole thing is like a game store. But yeah, it's those things. It's the Team Fortress 2. It's the Terrarias. It's, you know, or it's an interface to games that I play. So, yeah, I don't see. I get Origin and Steam mixed up because I never know what game. I just click the icon and whatever service launches. I don't give a crap. I mean, I don't. I think Borderlands is on Steam.
Yeah, and I played that in Borderlands 2 on Steam.
Battlefield is on Origin.
I played Arkham City on Steam and Xbox, and, you know,
I care about the game, not the network.
Yeah.
If it's an exclusive, then I got to take a nice, long, hard look at how important is this exclusive. For example, there's nothing that's an exclusive to, you know, PlayStation 4 that makes me go, oh, I got to have a PlayStation 4.
I think
it's just nice things on the PS4, though.
Yeah.
I think a Steam Box is a good idea. I think that having it there, being able to buy games right out of it and play them is cool.
The thing, in my Twitter feed, I have a lot of people that are damn loyal to Steam.
Oh, yeah.
Not to say that they don't use Origin, but they love Steam. I'm just wondering here. I'm not exactly sure. Like I said, I've been really busy today. I haven't had a lot of time to just sit and absorb this. But the way that I'm understanding this right now is that they're going to have this one box, and then they're going to have a developer API and everything. And then you can develop your game for it. Well, I have problems with this. Is that what if you update your graphics driver and it blows up? Like I have a Final Fantasy 14 and it won't work on my machine because there's a driver conflict with NVIDIA cards. So you don't necessarily want that kind of flexibility because then you can screw it up. That's sort of what I like about consoles, is that the consoles are, other than maybe, you know, flipping out the hard drive, they're stable.
Yeah, and consistent experience. The weird part is when it's a software connected to hardware. You can hate Microsoft and Sony all day long,
mm-hmm.
but you love GTA. Guess what, son? You in PC version notwithstanding, you've got to deal with that. So now they're going to be in the fray of, whoa, you want this game? Well, you have to get it on Steambox because it's not available anywhere else. It's like Nintendo franchises. Nintendo franchises are wonderful. Mm-hmm. How long will people tolerate going, oh, I have to get a Wii now, or I have to get a DS or whatever?
What happened with the Wii U? Tanked.
Yeah. Put Mario on iPhone and Android and win.
I would love to see Nintendo do that with one game or maybe one title of each franchise as an experiment. Just to see.
I mean, I'm just very indifferent to Steam. I don't like them. I don't hate them. I'm just like, whatever.
But do we need a Nintendo console? Do we? Look, I understand Nintendo in the sense is like Apple. They have to sell the hardware because that's what the experience is on. I get that. That's fine. And I don't have a problem dropping like a couple $100 every 5 years for a new Nintendo console. I don't have a problem with that either. But would you have the same experience if you had Super Mario Kart on a 360?
I don't know, but I mean, that's just what's where they're like Apple in that they just say they sell their stuff with their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Look what happened to Sega.
There were amazing games. God, remember 3DO?
Sure.
3DO was awesome.
The Steam Box looks pretty cool, actually.
Sonic the Hedgehog is now on like every console because Sega just said, look, you know, we screwed up with the Dreamcast, but we're going to continue to make money and put our games on other consoles. Did that hurt Sega as far as the brand recognition of Sonic the Hedgehog? No, I don't think it did.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking forward to having another box with Netflix on it.
Yeah, right. That's really what it comes down to. Oh, it has Netflix? That's nice.
So does my watch now. So do my tennis shoes. Everything has Netflix on it. Well. I don't know. I'm looking at the actual box, the physical box. It looks pretty neat. It looks pretty cool. That's not everything, but you know, I like the way. That's why I mean, one of the reasons I like the Mac stuff. It looks good.
Yeah,
and it works right. So if this works right, if it's not all, I don't know. If it's not too open where it falls apart, it's flimsy. Then cool. I mean, I don't know. Did they say how much this is going to be?
I didn't see that.
Because, you know, you can just download Steam for free.
Yeah, I know.
Which I'm sure this won't be free, but...
Yeah.
You know, it'll be good enough to run games, I guess. So, you know,
It won't be on until next year. There's some people that are going to get one this year. Some lucky people are going to get one this year, and that's fine.
Then they'll wear it in the shower. Oh, wait, what? but in bad gaming news, Warhammer Online is shutting down.
Yeah, that game blew.
I never heard of
it. I bought the collector's edition of that game. I was all over it. I'm starting to play the game. I remember playing the game for like the first 2 hours. I'm like, this game is awesome. Then you get out in the world, right? You're there and you have to attack this group of bad guys, right? So there are the four. I remember this distinctly. There are like four bad guys and they're all hanging out. And I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? Because usually with games is that when you attack like Fred, Bob, Ted, and Gene are all going to come after you too. So I'm like, all right, I'll see what happens. I go and attack one of the guys, and the other three are just like, meh, have fun. And there are so many social aggro issues. There are so many quest issues. There are so many graphics issues that by day 29, I said, that's it. I'm done with this.
I think I saw a booth for this at Comic-Con, now that you mention it. Because I remember thinking, oh, it's World of Warcraft. Then I was like, wait, no, it's not.
Well,
I think every MMO developer really hates Warcraft for that reason. Hey, yeah, let's make an MMO. Oh, like Warcraft? Stop it.
Yeah, but like part, like it was the same colors and stuff, the booth.
No, but do you know the story of how Warcraft came about?
No.
Which, World of or regular Warcraft?
Mythic went to Blizzard and said, you make us a game based on Warhammer. And they said, no. And then they wound up making WoW.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Oh. Well. Right. Let's talk about movies and TV because Eric loves that. There's actually not a whole lot. There's a little RoboCop news. Next year, also, besides the Steambox, you'll get RoboCop, which is going to hit IMAX in February because everything.
It was out.
A friend of ours was like, I feel like watching RoboCop, the old one, not the new one. And I said, well, you should watch the new one. It's really good. It went on for a while, and then people were like, it's not out. I'm like, oh, somebody's always got to ruin the fun, don't they?
Damn commenters.
Commenters, shut them down.
Ban all the peoples.
Yeah, anyway, you want to see it in IMAX? You can see it in IMAX. I don't like watching movies in IMAX, I've decided.
I love watching them in IMAX.
Too much. It's too much.
I am debating going to see Riddick.
Oh, I didn't hear anything good about that.
Even though I didn't see the first two. Or maybe I saw the very first
one. The first one that was called Riddick with the same guy?
Chronicles of Riddick. Oh. I don't know what the second one. And then the third one is just called Riddick. Naming convention.
So like Aliens or what was the other thing in the... Fast and the Furious and the Fast and Fast
Furious, and Furious followed by Fast and Furious
and the and the
Riddick has a 60% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Fast and the Furious or
I saw The Wizard of Oz in IMAX 3D this past weekend.
There you go. How was that?
It was very well done. As far as like the 3D was done in such a way where they set it up as if you were just watching it, not like things popping out of the screen or everything. It was a very respectfully done depth of the view.
Well, the movie also wasn't filmed with, and now Dorothy opens a can of worms.
No. But you see, that's the misconception that people have of 3D, because that's what they did in the 50s and the 60s, is they had those things where stuff was jumping out at you. 3D doesn't have to be that way. Think of it as like a visual version of Dolby Surround. It's just a way to,
you know, let me fly down a river canyon with a lot of trees in the foreground that I can fly over, and it's like, oh, I'm flying through the trees. I can appreciate respectful 3D like that.
Yeah.
Don't make me wear glasses.
No.
I heard there were complaints about it, though.
How am I gonna fit 3D glasses over my regular glasses over my Google glasses?
Google glasses are not allowed in the theater. Thank you.
Ah.
Oh.
What were you saying, Matt?
Oh, I said, of course, there were people complaining about the 3D or something in Wizard of Oz because there was a starship underwater or something.
I think you're crossing your stream.
No crossing the streams.
Oh, that would be very bad. Speaking of very bad, here's a very bad thing. A story came out. I don't know. Something was declassified, I guess. And apparently, we almost blew up North Carolina.
Oh, I saw that.
Well, years and years ago.
1961.
A plane carrying a hydrogen bomb fell apart in the sky. And as it fell apart, some bombs dropped out over North Carolina. And apparently, if all it would have taken is if a couple of wires touched each other, and that would have been it. That would have been like, they said it would have been worse than Hiroshima.
Yeah, 20 times worse than Hiroshima?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Apparently, this is not the only time that's happened.
Oh, really?
Said that there's like a whole record of this happening several times. We've almost like completely destroyed us all. Wow. Yeah, so you think you're safe here? You got to worry about your own bumbling people.
Jeez. I just push this button that says lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Vague references for the win.
I'm gonna go watch Doctor Strangelove later. You want to watch something? You guys didn't watch S.H.I.E.L.D. I watched S.H.I.E.L.D.
No. I'll get around to it.
All right.
I had to watch Survivor.
That's fine.
Had to.
I'll refrain from saying too much about S.H.I.E.L.D. then. It's got some potential. I have some issues.
I heard some people saying that it was too pretty.
I don't have that problem necessarily. We're
complaining about things being pretty now?
Yeah, I think they're too pretty.
Well, in the sense that there's not enough grit in it. It's just like it's too perfect.
And then somebody goes, don't make it gritty and dystopian because that's the lazy way out. Stop grunging it up.
One of the main problems I had was it didn't seem to know what it was. I won't get into that too much, I guess.
All right. Well, I'll let you watch it.
You think about what you think about it, and we'll discuss it next week or something. Maybe even Aaron will watch it.
And anime fans, this popped up on Reddit today. Somebody was reading Robin Williams' AMA. Turns out he's a huge fan of Ghost in the Shell, likes Akira, and also likes Cowboy Bebop. But he really likes the stuff.
Who doesn't like Cowboy Bebop, though?
But I just don't put Robin Williams in the same brain compartment that I have for things like Ghost in the Shell.
Things that are cool.
He named his kid Zelda.
That happened.
And maybe he should watch that Mansum show. this is another thing that's happening is Gotham City is getting its own crime procedural. I can only imagine what this is going to be like. Apparently it's about Commissioner Gordon and the Gotham City PD kind of following up Batman things. Not really Batman at all.
Do we need this?
I'm imagining this being like a Law and Order or any of those other law shows or whatever. Crime. What's the other one? Not NCIS, but the Special Victims Unit thing. What's the other ones? I don't remember what they're called. There's all those cop drama shows, but like it'll be set in Gotham City, so no one will take it seriously. Didn't I say, I don't know if it's on the show, but we were just talking about this a couple weeks ago. Why is there not a good Batman show on? And not like a crappy WB one, like a good one.
I think.
What's that?
For the same reason why we don't have Batman 66 on DVD.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did talk about this. I don't know if we talked about this on the show or we talked about this.
No, I think we talked about it on the show. I think it's a licensing problem.
Yeah, well, they're going to do this, so... Wait, is that why they're not going to have Batman in it?
I don't know.
I mean, this is DC Universe. This is... Not having Batman in it is also... Well, I don't think this is giving anything away. S.H.I.E.L.D. No Nick Fury in S.H.I.E.L.D. So what, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, okay. You know, because they directly tie this to the movies. They mention things and whatever. So you get that, but, and there are people from the movies, obviously, in S.H.I.E.L.D. You got the New Adventures of Old Christine guy and Shabatsky. I don't know if there are anybody else in that from the movie. But obviously, they're not going to get Sam Jackson to do a TV show. It's not going to happen. So, no Nick Fury. Oh, they could always go the other route and pull Hasselhoff out to do his Nick Fury. He really wants to do that. He tells everybody that Stan Lee said he was the best Nick Fury ever. So, you know, they could go that route. I'm sure he'd be more than happy to do that. But, yeah. So, Gotham City with no Batman? We'll see how that goes. We got 30-year anniversary of Return of the Jedi coming up. Or it's now. I don't know. This year? Now?
Today? It was May.
Oh, May. There's a book out, The Making Of, from J.W. Rinsler, who I guess has done making ofs for Empire Strikes Back and for Star Wars.
Yeah, I have both of those books, and they're amazing.
Yeah, they look pretty good. I'm just reading this article about some of the stuff from Jedi is pretty interesting, too, and about how nuts Lucas was doing all this stuff. Mm-hmm. This is on IO9, and I'll post the link in the show notes if you want to take a read. It's pretty good about some of the behind the scenes stuff about how I think one of the things that was interesting was Lucas really wanted this to be the happy ending thing that he did get, and I guess he fought really hard for it. But when he was talking to the director, whose name, like Marquand, is that his name?
Richard Marquand.
He was getting, I don't know if he was getting some slack from him or from somebody else about it. So he's like, all right, how about this? We do it where, at the end, when Luke has taken, spoilers, guys, when Luke has taken the helmet off of Darth Vader as he's dying, he puts the helmet on himself and says, now I'm Darth Vader.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that there's no motivation for that.
Well, no, he didn't really want that, but he was like, fine, don't want to do my happy ending? We'll make it really dark. And then he would like flew around and just like killed all of his friends. there were supposed to be two Death Stars, which I think might have been interesting. You know, they go and they blow up one, and then you add like another 15 minutes to the movie by having the second one come out of nowhere, and they have to fight that.
Which makes you wonder. The Empire puts all this time and money into security on the Death Star, and they blow two up in 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, I guess it could be that.
Rebels too. Blow them up in 15 minutes.
He was gonna have. There's like 10 things on here. I don't know. Originally. In an early draft, Luke puts Han into some kind of force bondage so he doesn't leave the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Richard Marquand wanted a famous actor to be under Vader's helmet. In fact, they almost had... Oh, wait, no. He wanted like Laurence Olivier or John Gielgud, but Lucas didn't want that because he said it wouldn't be taken seriously. I don't know. Whatever. Ian McDiarmid almost wasn't the Emperor. They were going to get Alan Webb, but then he got sick. David Prowse apparently was notorious for leaking plot information. Yeah. So they started feeding him fake shit. And then when he found out that he wasn't really going to be unmasked, he was all upset about it. They almost filmed Blue Harvest, their fake movie. They almost did it like for real.
Yeah,
they're gonna do it in like 2 days. That would have been interesting. There were rumors, I guess, from fans, and one of the best rumors they said was that Boba Fett was really Luke Skywalker's mother.
Yeah, that was completely stupid.
Yeah, that's weird. Yoda and Obi-Wan were supposed to come back to life in the flesh. George Lucas told Loris Kasdan that anyone can use the Force. Which is funny because then he went back and said, no, it's in your blood. Anyway. Yeah, I think I might get that book. That's pretty... Oh, he talks about like how everybody hated the Ewoks and things like that. Yeah. But as far as Episode 7, there's always a rumor. And the latest one that I saw was... There was a casting call for male 7 foot to 7.3 feet tall with slim, thin build, upright posture, not too worked out or too thick set, especially in the shoulders. Broad facial features would be a bonus. Pretty good guess that might be a Wookiee.
Slender Man.
Yeah.
Slender Man, that's right.
Or maybe they're just shoving him into some kind of bounty hunter. Who knows? Yeah. There's a bunch of casting rumors floating around about Moon and Source Code director Duncan Jones' film adaptation of the World of Warcraft game. There's rumors that Colin Farrell might be in it. So that's no good.
Well, I don't know. It depends on, I mean, he could be, I don't know who he's cast as. I don't know.
I don't speak for Mike, but you know what? Can we just link all the cutscenes together because they're amazing and make a proper movie?
Yeah.
I'm just terrified of the Warcraft movie.
Yeah. Yeah. They're still working on Bill and Ted 3.
Oh, are they really?
Yep. Alex Winter says we have a script and I believe it will get made. I don't know where this came from, but this is what he said evidently. We're in that zone of putting it together, which maybe Dumb and Dumber was in for a while. Okay. I'm not even going to finish reading that. Whatever.
They're filming that now, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a picture of Dumb and Dumber, whatever. Dumb and Dumber, Fast and the Furious, whatever this one's called. The same thing as the first one. Self-titled movie. I don't know.
Dumb and Dumber 1, the third.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, here's another crime procedural that's coming out. ABC is going to have a Houdini in modern day crime procedural. Oh, no.
Okay.
Houdini solve a crime?
I just rewatched Sherlock.
Apparently, yeah, because Sherlock was so successful in Britain, but not in America. Boy, is that show still on? That was awful. The one with the guy from Trainspotting.
Wait, what?
They did that Sherlock show. It was called Elementary.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about the actual Sherlock.
Yeah, no. No, I know. But I was saying, like, did they think that because the American version was so great that they can do a Houdini one now? No.
Sure.
Whatever. Boy. All right. Well, that's about all I think I have. A Star Wars TV show could happen again. Did we talk about that last week?
Yeah. I think
it'd be possible. Because they're in talks or something. Whatever. I think that's it. Unless you guys got anything else. Did we talk about everything?
Nope.
Yeah, Samsung has a gold S4.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody care?
I couldn't believe that. I immediately...
Because it's a gold iPhone?
This is the only reason why I kind of lament the loss of comments, because I love laughing at idiots, and you find them in comments, and all hell broke loose.
Mm-hmm.
From the people, they couldn't have turned it around that fast, or maybe Apple stole, or maybe Sam. I'm like, God, can we just actually forget all the fanboy haterade and just be like, it's a gold phone?
Nobody wants that.
Well, apparently they do. Apparently, some cultures are huge with gold things.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know, no. I can't even handle chrome. Yeah, that car better be from the 50s or 60s to have chrome on it. And yeah.
Have that much chrome.
Give me a nice chrome cell phone from the 60s and I'm good. But yeah.
Hey, this just in 15 hours ago. Mm-hmm. Vin Diesel confirmed with a set photo that Kurt Russell is in Fast and Furious 7. Oh, no. Did you guys ever see that that American Dad where they find the kids find the script for Fast and the Furious and it's all super gay? And they're like, wait, they didn't finish reading it. And then they see it like after they return the script to the studios and it's all like, it's like really gay. It's like gay porn. And they're like, no, this is what people want. That's funny. All right. What kind of shows you doing these days?
Nothing.
Same ones as last week, I guess, huh?
I'm doing World of Warcast with Eric and I'm doing This Week in Trek with Daryl and Hooniverse with Nicole Wakelin, and I guess the Infinite Loop show is, I don't know what's going on with that because our schedules aren't jiving, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Because Android.
No.
Because this is a gold Samsung now, so we don't need that show anymore. All right, well.
All those things, they're at the d20network.com.
There you go.
One of my phones is taking a crap. I might have to shoot it.
You should do that. You should totally do that.
It's a known issue where you unplug the phone and it will still say that it's charging while depleting.
Which one is this?
The original Galaxy Nexus from Samsung. This issue's been around for a while.
That's not good.
I called Verizon and be like, how much to shut it off? Because I have my prepaid Nexus 4 on T-Mobile, and then I have a Windows 8 phone on Verizon, and yeah.
Has anybody else found this with iOS 7? Does your phone shut off at 20%?
No.
I don't have iOS 7.
Oh. Well, correction. I have it on my iPad, and no.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed a couple of times now, like, it'll be getting down pretty low. It'll be like, you're at 20%, and then the next thing I go to do on it, it just shuts off.
I have heard people say that their battery was said to be like 65%, and then they plug it in, and then it's 44%.
Or you restart it, you get a totally different battery percentage.
Yeah, something's not right with that.
Something's wrong.
It's standard.
I'm not upgrading my phone to iOS 7 just yet.
I finally got it looking a lot less silly.
Yeah, I'm fine with iOS 7. I have no problem.
You can change like the font weight and make it a little bolder. I hate the fact that interface went away. iOS 7 feels like your parents just are like, you know what, we're going to go live in a school bus. and we'll homeschool you. Family.
What the hell?
Yeah. And kids are like, come on, can't I just have a sidewalk and a curb?
No.
This is what you get. I know. I look at iOS 6 and I go, I really don't want to leave this.
I'm not that upset about it. It's fine, other than the weird battery thing. All right. This is part of the Geek News Central podcasting network. We never say that. I guess we can start saying that.
The what?
The Geek News Central podcasting network.
Ah.
Did you know that?
I think I did.
Yeah. All right. And robotunderpants42@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. We might check it. You know, we don't have a problem with comments on this show. By the way. All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Psycho's blue, Beast is blue, Professor's a geek, and Magneto freaks. Kurt goes bam, Storm goes crack, and Colossus goes smash. Rogue can kiss Gambit's lips, Jubilee goes pop, pop, pop. But there's one sound that no one knows. What will the ring? What's Wolverine say? What's Wolverine say? What's Wolverine say?
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way.
What's Wolverine say?